Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Good news, I think. During the pandemic, I read from Veronique de Regier of the Mercatus Center, writing at Creators Syndicate. During the pandemic, government debt rose to 104% of GDP, level not seen in decades. But since then, it's fallen to less than 94%. The president and the Biden administration are saying, we reduce the debt. Is it true? Veronique, a very good evening to you. The rest of your article gives me pause that this is progress. How did it happen? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, I mean, the main reason it happens is because of inflation, actually. No, part of it, to be fair, part of it is that the Biden administration was blocked from being able to make permanent the biggest program that were either extended or created during the pandemic. If you remember, the Build Back Better bill, one of the things it wanted to do was to extend a lot of the paid leave and extend the child tax credit and all of that stuff. And he was blocked, that bill was blocked by Senator Manchin. So there is some of that, but we're still over $1 trillion over where what we spent and before the pandemic, significantly more even. And so there's that. And basically the rest as a share of GDP is really because of inflation. That same inflation that was created by the spending, especially the American Rescue Plan.
The spending created the inflation. Inflation is an enemy. It's preached in history. Why is it an enemy? Why do we fear it? Because people are working, people are shopping. What does inflation mean?
Well, inflation is basically a big creator of uncertainty, and it's also a big creator of displacement, all sorts of economic displacement. And it also can lead to severe crises like we had in the 80s. So there are a lot of reasons above and beyond about how they manifest. It manifests. Its consequences manifest in the real world. So it's just like it's a very destabilizing force. And it is also self-fulfilling in a way, because while you can have, for instance, an increase in spending that's fueled by the Federal Reserve, a one-time thing, if people don't change their expectation about what inflation is going to be in the future, you know, the price level is going to go up, but then eventually it will go down. But if people change their expectations about how inflation is going to be in the future, what they foresee is going to be in the future, then you're going to have inflation today, and that's going to lead to a lot of cascade. But another reason that politicians and a lot of people talk about is like it does make a lot of prices more expensive for people. Their money doesn't go further. As far as it used to be, with $1, you can only buy half of an apple as opposed to an apple, right? You're poorer. And it also means that a lot of people who are on fixed income, it means that their money and what they can buy and how they can survive, that possibility, that ability is diminished. But there's another one I think that's also important that we don't talk enough about, is that it lets Uncle Sam off the hook. And it's pretty immoral when you think about it. And I think it's really shown in this decrease in the debt to GDP ratio, where effectively, because the value of money has less power, so is the value of the debt. Right. And it's basically a way for the government to pay down its debt just by basically devaluing the value of the dollar, the deterioration of the value of the dollar. So it's kind of like sticking it to the investors, to people you borrowed money from.
You report that it is routine for either party, all parties, to spend much more and to raise the debt during times of emergency. The emergency is over, although it's been extended. So what is to be done? Less spending? That would be good. Fine. But what does it mean to spend less? What does it mean to return to 2019? What would we have to do?
Well, we'd have to cut some spending. But there, I mean, it is what you're talking about is actually quite significant, because this is the first time that I know how, that I know of where there's this expectation usually that in emergency, you spend more to face the emergency. You spend more money you don't have. You grow your deficit, you grow your debt. But after the emergency is over, you decrease spending. Part of it is because you're going to be eliminating all the temporary programs you put in place, but also because if you spent more money on existing program, then you have to cut spending. You have to go back to and that expectation is what allows, you know, people to not assume that the Federal Reserve is going to take care of the debt by letting inflation go. And we haven't had any signs of that the administration believed this. In fact, contrary to the last few times we've had emergencies, this administration, this president, have not talked at all about any form of austerity at all. And so what we need to do is we need to cut spending. We need to cut spending back to the level that they were. That would be great. And that would have two important effects. And one of them is to roll back our debt level, reduce our deficit, but also to help the Federal Reserve fight inflation.
The inflation then is a direct consequence of the spending that we did during the pandemic, correct? During the pandemic. Yeah. But then we kept spending after the pandemic. And there's no reason to believe that they've stopped spending in Washington. So we're creating inflation while we're fighting inflation. The Federal Reserve raises rates to fight inflation. We spend to keep those rates, to keep the inflation in check. Is that it seems like a self-defeating formula.
Yes, it is. And in part, it's because when interest rates go up to fight inflation, it means that the amount of interest that the government has to pay on its debt is bigger. The government doesn't have the money in the first place, so they are going to have to borrow more money. And in doing this, they're signaling that they're not serious about adjusting the size of the debt to the future surpluses. And then inflation continues.
The IMF has a remedy for advanced economies. I'm reading from your report. This is a quote from the IMF. Reducing public expenditure by one percentage point of GDP lowers inflation by a half a percentage point. That would be huge progress. Washington yes. knows this. The White House knows this. They're aware of this.
I mean, I assume they know this. I can't be sure. But the thing is that there's a big gap between what politicians know and what they're willing to do. We know the Social Security Trust Fund is drying out
right.
in 2032. And Republicans' position on this is that we shouldn't cut spending. We shouldn't reform Social Security. We shouldn't touch it.
So to have the remedy in front of us and to not use it, instead to suffer more inflation and to wait on the Federal Reserve to tell us how we're doing fighting the inflation, we're encouraging. Véronique Durégé of the Mercatus Center, reporting most recently at the Creators Syndicate. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.